Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this podcast episode, we're going to look at how to make short-term profits in property. Most people adopt a buy and hold strategy, and they wait for the market to do the heavy lifting, which is fine if you buy before something like 2021 and then have the market rise 30%+ within a year. We could all be multimillionaires if we were able to time the market right. But often we can't time the market. And instead of timing the market, we focus on time in the market. In other words, we buy, we hold for 10 years or so, and then over time, capital growth makes us wealthy. But what if we're looking to transact property for short-term profits? And by short-term, I mean between 3 to 6 months. It's probably unrealistic to think that you would make or turn a profit inside of 3 months just because of the time involved in property transactions. So it takes time to acquire a property. Even when you sign a contract, you don't settle for 4 months or so after that. And then if you're going to manufacture capital growth, in other words, you're not going to wait for the market to grow, you're going to put some sweat into it, some elbow grease, and you're going to increase the value of the property yourself rather than waiting for the market to go up. If that's the case, that's going to, again, take you a couple of months. Even if you're really, really fast and you have trades come in and renovate a property, it's still going to take time, especially with a labor shortage like we're having now. So that will allow for another couple of months. And then even when you list a property and get it ready for sale, by the time you actually find a buyer and they ultimately settle, you're still looking at another couple of months. So it's more realistic to allow closer to 6 months to flip a property for profit. So let's assume you're looking for cash flow from properties in a short amount of time by buying and selling them. Where do you start and how do you look? Like anything, and you may know the famous quote by Abraham Lincoln when he said, if you gave me 2 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend the first hour and three quarters sharpening my axe. That's the same with us if it comes to flipping properties for profit. We've got to spend the lion's share of our time sharpening our axe. That means research. And it means reverse engineering the process. So first of all, you've got to find disparity in the market. What do I mean by disparity? I mean a difference between an end product, what it'll sell for, in this case, a renovated property, and what you can acquire a property for that's ripe for renovation. If there's enough disparity for you to earn a profit there, then that is worth pursuing. Think of it like a business, because that's what you're really doing when you're renovating or flipping properties. You're going for short-term profits by buying low and selling higher in a short frame of time. In any business, before you start a business, what you're going to look for is a hungry market. So if I wanted to start a hamburger stand, I could say, I've got the best hamburgers in town. I've got the freshest buns. I've got organic ingredients. I could look for a whole lot of things, but I'm pretty much flying blind if I don't have a hungry market. So are there, I'd swap anything, any unique selling point for a whole lot of hungry people who have money to buy my hamburgers, then I'm pretty much set on a sure thing. So first up, is there a hungry market for what you're producing? In other words, are people willing to spend and pay extra for a renovated product? Chances are they are in this market because there's so much uncertainty, so many delays around building and construction and tradespeople that people just don't want to take the risk. They're paying a premium and they're prepared to do so for a finished product. They want to buy renovated, walk in, nothing to do. So chances are that you can find an area or a suburb where renovated stock is moving and it's in demand. Once you've found out that, once you've got your hungry market, you have to look at what they're looking for. What are they willing to pay and what are they looking for? Remember, just like any business, your profit is where you can find something that the market wants and you can give it to them and provide it for them where the cost of you doing so is less than what they're willing to pay for it. I'll say that again, where you can provide a market with something such that the cost of you providing it is less than what they're willing to pay for it. And that's your profit margin. So reverse engineering that, we've got a hungry market, they want something renovated. What are they willing to pay for that? And if you find that they're willing to pay X dollars for that, then you have to look at what that is. If they're going to pay X dollars, in other words, if renovated properties are going for $700,000 in a suburb, what does $700,000 buy? If that buys 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a brand new kitchen, a double lockup garage, then all I have to do is tick those boxes. So again, working backwards from that $700,000 figure, what is it going to cost me to provide all those things? So let's say it's a suburb where I can buy a 60s or a 70s red brick house and it's only got 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. How much is it going to cost me to add an extra bedroom or bathroom or living area or whatever it is that that end game market is looking for? And if an unrenovated property in that suburb will sell for $400,000 and it will cost me $100,000 to provide all those things, to upgrade it, to tick all the boxes for a $700,000 renovated property, plus stamp duty and bibs and bobs and interest and holding costs, once I've worked all that out, if there's still a margin in it that's worth my time, then I've got the disparity I need. Now, when I say a margin in it that's worth your time, if you're going to make $10,000, $20,000, you may be thinking, well, gosh, I could get a job at McDonald's and earn more income in a 6-month period than all the stress and risk of buying and renovating and then flipping. What if the market falls? What if it doesn't work? What if the costs blow out? All of those are legitimate questions. So where there's uncertainty or where there's risk, you want to make sure you build a big enough buffer in there. So you want to make sure that you're aiming for $100,000 profit. If you miss the $100,000 and you only get $50,000, then it's still probably worth it. Only you can decide your risk appetite and what it's worth to you. Some people would say, I wouldn't get out of bed for less than $50,000. Other people would say, if I can make $50,000, I'd rather do that than my day job or work at McDonald's or whatever. So it's about your preparation, sharpening your axe, running your numbers, and all of that takes a little bit of time. It's about finding the right area, researching that area, understanding what a hungry market is prepared to pay, looking at the demand and how quickly properties move. All of that data is available. And that's the great news for us in this information transition age is that you're not flying blind, suck it and see, and just hoping for a great outcome. You can actually run the numbers and work the data. For example, you're not going to want to renovate and flip in a suburb that has only had 3 sales in the last 12 months, like a one-horse town, because the days that that property sits on the market could be anywhere above 6 months. So a 6 month renovation will actually take you a year to exit, and the holding costs will eat up your profits. If you're finding a suburb that had 300 or 400 sales last year and properties move there and sell in 30 days or less, then you know that that's great for renovating. So you don't have to just cross your fingers and hope. There's a lot of research and axe sharpening that can go on to give you more certainty. Even when you're fearful and interest rates are rising and the market seems to be changing. If you want to know more information, how to strategically calibrate all of this and sharpen your axe for property profits this year, then you can click on the link in the comments or the description section and attend one of our live streams to find out more information so that you're actually able to execute this. We have hundreds of students who are profitably trading property in our community every year, making 6 and 7 figures from manufacturing their own capital growth through renovations and developments. If that sounds like it could be a fit for you, then head over to the link there and check it out, and we'd love to see you on one of our live streams. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey, and we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying under-market distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.